and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, a couple of advance notices of events coming up this summer. On the 1st of June, there's a major new showcase for the beef industry. It's to be held at Corski, that's at Garmouth in Moray. Well-known farmer Ian Green is host to Scotland's Beef Event 2011. And already there are sponsors in place, including QMS, the NBA, and with over 80 trade stands signed up so far, NBA Vice Chairman Hamish McBain says the event demonstrates the real need for such a major specialist event for Scottish beef farmers. The second event is Open Farm Sunday, and that'll be on the 12th of June. It's organised by Leaf, and it's a chance for the public to get along to a working farm and see what goes on behind the scenes. Now, if you're just thinking about such an event, or you would like to definitely open your gates, then Leaf would encourage you to get along to a free half-day workshop to find out more. And our local one in the MFR patch is on Friday the 8th, that's a week on Friday, at Pitgavenny near Elgin. We'll have more on that a bit nearer the time. But for now, we're going back to yesterday's story about some of our top restaurateurs and celebrity chefs getting involved with promoting and cooking parts of animals that for a long time have just simply been thrown away as waste. I put it to Andy McGowan from QMS that restaurants must be onto a real winner if they could sell something that might otherwise just be thrown away.
That's really the art of making money in the restaurant trade these days. It's a very competitive business and the raw materials aren't getting any cheaper. So if they can find alternative dishes to make using different parts, and we're doing a bit of work with Tom Kitchen, who's really led the way in terms of publicising the opportunities in this within the restaurant trade. And he really is one for nose to tail eating, as he calls it.
Do you think there'll be a resistance from the British market, from the Scottish market in particular, to some of these things, or do you think we're a bit more broad-minded now than we used to be?
I think this may be a long-term project, but we're certainly seeing an upturn in consumption and interest. Now, for all the products which can't be sold into the human market, then they're turning into waste and disposal, and with the environmental pressures everyone is under these days, that doesn't make a lot of sense either.
So there you go, something to think about there. And I once knew an old Irish lady who ate tripe three times every week, and she lived to be 95, so there's maybe something in it after all. But that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:14, 12:14 with more MFR Farming.